T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 204 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday, almost said Monday, Tuesday afternoon to you. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here to 6 o'clock, Mike, of course, Francesa. We'll come your way, Dove Kramer. Oh, it is Dove. Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Town Fair Tire Studio. Nobody but nobody but nobody. That means nobody beats Town Fair Tire. So yesterday, Martin Luther King Day. So I pop on the Nets game.
Oh, don't
put
start
it on
with
about
this.
10 minutes to go.
This is what
well,
you
I
start
have to
with?
Start with this
the
because
Nets?
I was aggravated for you. First of all, Kyrie, God forbid I can play, Irving doesn't play. Of course. Why would he play? Why would he want to do that? Played 3 games in a row. He might hurt himself again. So he doesn't play. He was thinking it was a holiday, as I said yesterday. It was a holiday for Kyrie. He doesn't want to play. And then I watched the end of the game, and I'm like, oh, my poor partner. I mean, his team. They cut it to one. Caris LeVert looks like he's taking the game over. Like, hits a couple big shots.
Right.
Nice couple passes to Jared Allen. You know, they cut it to one. You're like, okay, you know, maybe they're going to win this game. They have like 35 consecutive chances,
yes.
It seemed like,
yeah.
To take the lead.
Yes.
They never do, of course.
Yep.
And then Al Horford hits a 3, and you could have basically shut
that
the game
off.
That
was the killer.
You knew they were dead.
You know, one thing that's great.
I felt bad for you.
That I appreciate
and
your
won by 20.
Compassion. They did. They beat the Cavs. They look great.
The Cavs are also at 12-32.
Well, it's also a big deal.
Let me just say that.
Sarcastically, when you're doing it with veteran players that are probably not going to be on the roster when things
it
turn
really
around
was true.
In a couple of years.
I mean, the guys who were on the court at the end of the game was like, you know, come
you
on.
You know, one perk about being a Net fan is that because they're irrelevant, you can kind of hide when they suffer brutal losses
right.
Their point guard opens their mouth. You know, you can hide. And what's weird about the Nets this season in New York, they're still ignored. I guarantee, I didn't listen much, but I guarantee Boomer and Gio barely mentioned them.
Right.
Maggie Moose probably barely mentioned them.
Right.
That's fine.
I mentioned because of you.
Right. And I appreciate that.
And I was
that.
Watching. I feel, let me, you know.
But nationally, they're a big story. Because nationally,
every time Kyrie Irving opens his mouth,
It's like, let's debate everything he says.
Oh, good.
And I do understand, because Knicks fans have said this to me on Twitter a lot, and they're right. If this was the Knicks, if Kyrie was on the Knicks,
oh my God,
it would be headline news.
And he'd be getting killed a lot more than he does.
Of course he would. So one of the perks about rooting for a team
so
that's
I'm killing
forgotten,
him for you.
And I appreciate
no,
that's that.
Okay.
And who knows if he'll play Thursday against the Lakers. Right. Who the hell knows?
Why would
I can't
why
expect
would he?
It.
I mean, LeBron's playing.
Right.
You don't want to be in the same court with LeBron, no. Right?
Why would you?
Unless LeBron needs a maintenance day after he goes for like 65 against
the
Knicks.
That's the hope. Right. That's my hope. And they're ticked off because they got blown out last night by the Celtics.
They got killed, I know.
How about this?
I know that.
You know, it was mentioned a lot before the game, but I was still surprised by it, that Kemba Walker was over. For his
I
career against LeBron
was
James.
Was it 0-28?
0-28.
That's unbelievable.
Head-to-head. Now, here's the best part.
Wow.
Did you see what the all-time record is?
No, what is it?
Of head-to-head win-loss record?
No, what is it?
Michael Jordan versus Sherman Douglas.
Is that who it is? Sherman Douglas?
Sherman Douglas.
I was going to say Patrick, but he actually beat him a couple times.
No, obviously.
He did win a couple games.
Right.
You know.
I thought that
never
was
in the playoffs, of course.
I thought that was bizarre. But Yeah, the Nets season so far has
Sherman
been as
Douglas.
Isn't that crazy?
It's unbelievable.
It's been a massive disappointment. It has. The Islanders are playing like garbage. We'll see if they can turn it around tonight against
the
Rangers.
Let me tell you something. The Rangers had the way the Rangers beat the Islanders last week at the Coliseum. That's how they lost the other night.
Yeah,
Columbus.
No, I know.
30 seconds to go, and they give up the game winner. They didn't even get 30 seconds away from at least getting a point.
And you see the Islanders the way they blew the game a couple days ago.
I know. Well, they did get a point though. No, I understand. They did blow it.
They didn't get a point that game. It was the game yesterday.
Which one?
2 days ago when they played the long shootout game when they blew
the
third period.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
So
the long shootout game, right?
It hasn't been a great
time. Who's that, Carolina they played there?
Carolina, yeah.
Right.
It hasn't been a great time in local New York sports. And then last night, me and the Met text chat are going through who the manager should be, and Mike Puma dropped a story that was sort of depressing and exciting all in the same light. And that's the idea that the Met front office and Brody Van Wagenen is kind of nervous about making a decision because they need to impress Stevie Cohen.
Can I say something here?
Yes.
I read this story, and I'm like saying, wait a minute. If I'm Steve Cohen, I'm just going to do what I want. If I'm Steve Cohen, okay, if all of a sudden, all right, I'm going to own the Mets next year.
Yeah.
My money's coming in. You can bet your bippy, okay, that I'm going to make the decision on who this manager's going to be.
Right now.
Yes. Why I'm going to wait to see what they do and go from there? Why would I do that?
That
makes no sense to me.
If I was Stevie
Cohen. Am I missing something here?
No, not at all. The only thing you're missing, I don't think you're missing it, is that nothing's official yet.
Understand.
But if I'm Steve Cohen and I'm buying the baseball team.
Right.
I'm on the phone with Jeff Wilpon.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm saying, hey, I'm going to buy the team from you, right, Jeff? Yeah, that's the plan. Okay, get Brody on line too. I'm going to tell him what I want.
Right.
Problem for Brody is that, let's all be honest about this, and I'll take it far. Let's say the Mets even make the playoffs next year.
Right, okay.
Stevie Cohen is going to want his own people.
Well, of course.
Which means Brody's dead.
Well, it's not even a matter of Brody dead or not. I'm making the decision on who the manager is. If I'm Steve Cohen, I'm going to wait to see what they do, and then I'll go from there. That's very counterproductive to me.
But then at that point, why wouldn't you get rid of Brody then?
Well,
you could do that too.
Then
you
do
can
that.
Say, Jeff, I don't have no
get
plans
out.
On this guy staying around.
Get him out.
Because this idea of, Evan, Joe, what if the Mets win the World Series? Would they keep Brody? No, I don't even know that if he would keep Brody.
We've seen
organizations make changes after successful years because they want to make a change.
We
saw it with Cashman and Joe Girardi, and we even talked about this last week. Well, what if the Yankees won the World Series? There was still a chance Cashman was going to make a move.
Of course, get rid of Girardi.
No matter what happens this year with the Mets, if Cohen is truly taken over with all his beautiful, gorgeous money, there's a chance, a very good one, that Brody's gone either way.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So
100% true.
The negative to all of this, here's the negative. It's like we're waiting in purgatory, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting to go to heaven. Stevie Cohen is heaven. But that wait of however long it takes for him to take over is brutal if Brody's making the managerial decision. Cohen isn't deciding what's going to happen.
Right.
We're all just sitting here as fans waiting for the inevitable Cohen takeover where he blows the whole thing up anyway.
Which makes no sense to me. Cohen should be making a call now. I mean,
problem is he doesn't own the team yet. He can make the phone call to Jeff, but he doesn't own the team yet. That's the problem.
That's crazy.
Jeff and Fred still own the base. That's why I'm saying it's crazy. The end result may be fantastic when he takes over.
Maybe.
But this moment right now kind of stinks.
Well, the whole thing is a disaster. I mean, just the whole thing. I mean, look, I look back at this, and to me, maybe I'm in a minority. Beltran, to me, got hosed. I'm sorry. He got hosed. The Mets didn't stick up for him. They caved to the commissioner and all that kind of thing, public sentiment, I guess, caved to all of that. And it just the whole thing just bothers me. And now they're going to bring in another guy. I don't know who this guy's going to be. It's not going to be anybody I want. I keep hearing Rojas' name. That's the name I hear.
Yeah, well.
I mean, all right, he could be great. I don't know. I'm not knocking the guy, but it certainly isn't moving the needle for me. I can tell you that.
You know what, though? A manager doesn't need to move the needle. A manager needs to be competent. That's all that matters. A manager needs to be competent. And I agree. Is Luis Rojas going to excite me? No.
No.
I've already said just go hire Hensley Mullins. The guy deserves it. I'm not saying that should excite
hire somebody
you or me.
Soon. Will you do it like this week?
Can I ask you something, though?
Yes.
I want to go back to Beltran for a second because yesterday Marcus Stroman tweeted something. And I wonder if they had kept Carlos if this would have been a problem. Because he tweets a clip of the Astros banging the drum with Stroman on the mound. All right. Stroman's on the mound facing the Astros. And he tweeted the SH word. It makes sense now. I remember wondering how these guys were laying off some of my nasty pitches, relaying all my signs and live speed to the hitter, ruining the integrity of the game. These dudes were all about the camera and social media. Now they're all quiet, LOL.
Mm.
And the reason I bring this up
is... Well, yeah, because Beltran was part of it.
Beltran had three hits that day.
I get it. Oh, did he? Off of Stroman?
Off of Stroman.
Interesting.
So I just wonder if they had done what I admit you and I would have done, which is say, you know what, we're keeping Carlos as the manager. He was a player. The players haven't been punished. He's remaining at manager. If that would have been a discussion that needed to happen,
Yeah, maybe.
Because Stroman's coming out. I think he's being honest with his opinions. He's ticked off about this.
Yeah. I understand that. I would understand that. Look, here's the bottom line. Whether I think Beltran got hosed and whatever you may think, he's gone. It's over. Get another guy in here and let's move on. You know?
Look,
don't be wasting time. Right. The quicker you get it done, the better it is. Stop wasting time. Stop with the speculation. Just put a guy in here and let's go. Let's go.
I agree. And that's why even if it is Luis Rojas or Hensley Mullins, just do it.
Yes.
We've been saying for years how overrated at times the managerial job is. Just all I ask from a manager is be competent. That's it. It's not even asking that much. Now, at times, was Mickey Callaway competent? No, he wasn't. He was incompetent. It's part of why he lost his job. So I don't even think the bar needs to be that high because there are other things going on right now that are more important. Nolan Arenado is ticked off at the Colorado Rockies. He wants out.
Mm.
Now, do I think the Mets or the Yankees are going to trade for Nolan Arenado? I don't. I don't think the Yankees are going to trade for him because I think Cashman is going to say to himself, as great as this guy is, I'm going to have to give up a lot. He's due $300 million. If he opts out after 2021, I got to give him a monster contract. I got to pay Judge. I'm going to have to pay Glaber. I'm already paying Cole and Stanton. As great as he is, no thank you. And I get it. I totally get why Cashman would pass. Does he make sense for the New York Mets?
No,
well, you tell me.
Oh, well.
Of course he does, especially with Stevie Cohen coming.
Of course he makes sense.
So what's a bigger deal, trading for Nolan Arenado or who the heck the manager is?
No, of course.
So
it's not even debatable.
That's the business at hand.
But they're going to bring in a manager that we're not crazy about, and maybe he'll be great, and they're not going to trade for Arenado.
Well,
I mean, do you think they will?
Here's what I would say about that. I don't rule it out the way I used to.
Okay. Because of Cohen.
Because of Cohen and because of Brody needing to save his ass. Mm. Now, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for me to say Brody's got to save his ass. He may trade for Arenado. He gave up his entire farm system at this point. I mean, so that's not necessarily a good thing, but I believe in the past, the reason why if a guy like Arenado became available, we would say no way because the Wilpons are not paying the money owed to Nolan Arenado, and if the guy opts out after 2021, they're never keeping him. So those things are kind of out the window. And so because of that, do I think the Mets would try to trade for Nolan Arenado? Yeah, I think they would, but let me ask you a question.
Mm.
I know when I bring up prospects, it's not going to phase you. If I bring up Andrés Giménez, you're going to say, that's fine.
Fine.
Matthew Allen, you're going to say fine.
Yep, yep.
Mauricio, the top short.
Whoever.
All fine.
Right.
What about when I include all those names and then I say, and Jeff McNeil? What are you going to say about that?
I don't want to trade Jeff
McNeil. It's Nolan Arenado.
I understand that. Why do I want to trade Jeff McNeil?
The guy's I'm not
like
saying
a
you want to.
Hitter.
Because Nolan Arenado is really good at baseball.
Okay, that's
why.
Fine. I mean, you know, I don't really want to trade Jeff
so
McNeil.
So you don't want to trade for Nolan Arenado?
I don't want to trade Jeff McNeil.
Okay. But that's probably what they would want in the deal.
Okay, fine.
So you don't want to trade for Nolan Arenado?
Not for Jeff McNeil.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. You wouldn't do it.
Not for Jeff McNeil.
Okay.
Not for Jeff McNeil. I'm sorry. I can't trade Jeff McNeil. I think that's
even
a major
in a deal
mistake.
For Nolan Arenado.
It's a major mistake. Guy's a 320-something hitter.
What's Nolan Arenado?
I understand.
Are you concerned about him?
I don't know. Honestly,
that's a
I don't
fair
know.
Thing.
I'm
are you
Nolan Arenado? His and him, his. This would be
Go
so
ahead.
Met. Like, you bring this guy to New York. He can't handle New York. Okay? All right. No, seriously. Can't handle New York. They make this trade. McNeil becomes Tony Gwynn, you know, wherever he goes, of course. And there's an issue. I could see that. Or either he can't handle New York or he comes to New York and he's not the same guy because now, you know, he's not playing in Colorado.
See, that's
so
the thing.
I don't know.
That's the thing that we're – and by the way, age-wise, Nolan Arenado's a year older. I mean, they're basically the same age, which is kind of weird to think about. There is a part of
and
me
he's
with
all
Arenado.
Guy. McNeil's all guy.
He is – look, you know what? I don't mean to relate the two things, but you know who became my guy?
Who?
D'Angelo Russell became my guy.
I understand.
And look what I had to do to get superstars.
That. I understand.
You got to win with great players.
I just hope it works out for you with those
guys. I don't know if it's going to work out.
So far, you got to deal with this guy who just doesn't want to play basketball.
Bro, I completely understand.
He wants to complain about everything, and he doesn't want to play basketball.
And sometimes
I got a big problem with
this. And sometimes he compares himself to great civil rights leaders, which he did yesterday.
Oh,
but that's besides
the
point.
Oh, I missed that.
Yes. The point is, I wasn't saying that to convince you by any stretch. I wouldn't use that as an example to convince you. But what I am saying is sometimes you got to do things you don't love to get great players.
I get it. I understand.
Would I trade Pete Alonso? No.
And you can't trade Pete.
No, I wouldn't. But I'm saying I wouldn't. Jeff McNeil, I got to think about. I'd have to think about it. But what does concern me about Arenado is the fact that, there's that Coors Field question.
I don't know that. And plus, you bring him to New York. I don't know what he is in New York.
That's with any guy you bring here.
Anybody. Right. Anybody.
All right. So no deal with McNeil on the table.
No.
Only prospects.
No. You want to trade Conforto on that trade? I would, I look at that. Want to throw him a pitcher? You want to give him a match? You want to trade Stroman even? Something like that? I would consider that.
Yeah, they're going to want guys who are under team control would be my assumption.
No, I'm sure.
So Conforto and Stroman wouldn't do it. Matt's a little bit because he has more team control.
Right.
J.D. Davis maybe, even though he doesn't really have a position. But look, if you're a team out there negotiating with the Mets, of course you're going to ask for Jeff McNeil.
Yeah, no, I understand.
The guy can play anywhere in the field. He's proved to be last year a tremendous hitter. I mean, he was outstanding last year.
He's unbelievable.
Of course. You have an opportunity to get Nolan Arenado, you got to think about it. But here's the point. That matters more than who the manager is.
No, I understand.
So
it does. It does matter more.
If they just
they need to get the manager done before you start making trades for, guys.
And they have to get it
done.
Don't
you? I mean, I think so.
Of course. And they've got to get it done in a smart way. Don't make the decision based on what you think a guy is going to want. Just bring in a manager, Brody. Because here's the truth, Brody, if you're listening. You're probably gone at the end of the year anyway.
Right.
That's the truth.
Probably. Unless you have a tremendous offseason and the team wins. It makes a big run in the playoffs.
I don't know if that does it. I don't even know if that does it.
Maybe not.
You're an owner. You want to bring in your guys most of the time, not all the time. Look, Stevie Cohn, for all we know, may love Brody Van Wagenen.
Maybe.
May be charmed by Brody Van Wagenen. We don't know. But usually a guy like that comes in and says, I want my own guys here. So I hope they hire a manager soon. It doesn't the weird thing about it, and maybe this is a credit to Brody, there aren't a lot of leaks about this. There aren't a lot
of
talking
heard much.
Of this, they're doing
all
that.
All you heard is you've heard Rojas's name and you've heard Mullins' name. I mean, those are the two names I've heard the most, to be honest with you.
I'd hire Mullins. Why not?
Isn't Perez interviewing with the Astros?
He is. Well, that's the other thing. You've got other teams looking for managers.
Right.
It's not as if the Mets are the only team in this situation.
Yep.
Craziness.
Is. Yeah, it's nuts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.